Now, ladies and gentlemen, Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station is one of three prime stations concerned with the Apollo project to land men on the moon. And to mark this important occasion, messages of goodwill have been received from the two other prime stations at Robledo, Madrid and Goldstone, California, and from Carnarvon Tracking Station in Western Australia, which will operate in support of the three Apollo stations. Messages have been received also from the Goddard Space Flight Center, Maryland, USA, and the Manned Space Flight Center at Houston, Texas. And these messages will now be relayed to you.
This first message is from Mr. J.T. Mengel, Assistant Director for Tracking and Data Systems, Goddard Space Flight Center, Greenbelt, Maryland.
I am very happy to participate in dedicating the Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station and in welcoming it to the Manned Space Flight Network. I am sorry that circumstances do not permit me to be with you in person. Australia's partnership with the Goddard Space Flight Center in tracking and data acquisition dates from the beginning of our space program. This cooperative effort has been most pleasant and productive. Carnarvon, Aurora, and Boucher and Woomera before them have set extremely high standards of performance. We are fully confident of the same outstanding support from Honeysuckle Creek. I say this with full recognition of the vital role you are to play in support of lunar mission operations. Again, best wishes and warm regards to all our friends in Australia from the Goddard Space Flight Center.
The second message is from Dr. Robert R. Gilruth, Director of the Manned Spacecraft Center at Houston, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy that Dr. Kraft is able to attend your dedication ceremonies of the Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station. On behalf of the other people here at the Manned Spacecraft Center, it is a real pleasure to welcome Honeysuckle Creek into the Manned Space Flight Network. To us at the Manned Spacecraft Center, one of the most rewarding aspects of the Manned Space Program has been the opportunity to work with the people of Australia in joint pursuit of space goals which can benefit all mankind. Let me say that we look forward with much pleasure to expanding our friendships in your wonderful country with the people at Honeysuckle Creek. Congratulations on a fine new station, and our best wishes to you for every success in future years. Thank you.
The third message is from Mr. Otto Wermick, Station Director of the Apollo Tracking Station at Madrid, Spain.
We of the Manned Space Flight Tracking Station in Madrid, Spain, wish to extend a most hearty welcome into the worldwide Manned Space Flight Network to the Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station. We wish you the best of luck and a good handover to us on the Apollo missions.
The fourth message is from Mr. George Farris, Station Director of the Apollo Tracking Station at Goldstone, California.
To all our friends at Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station, congratulations on the dedication of your new station, and a warm welcome to the network. We at Goldstone Apollo are happy to share this occasion with you. Goldstone Apollo is proud and happy to be with you on the network team, and to share with you in what surely must be one of man's noblest efforts, the exploration of space. We are looking forward to working with you in this endeavor and in sharing with you the ultimate satisfaction of a job well done.
The fifth message is from Mr. Lewis Wainwright, Station Director of the Carnarvon Tracking Station, Western Australia.
On behalf of the Carnarvon staff, greetings and welcome to the network. I have just been speaking to Jerry O'Connor, who was the communications technician at Mouchet at the time of John Glenn's flight 5 years ago last month. Jerry was the first Australian ever to speak to a space traveler. We wish you success and look forward to the day when a man from Honeysuckle speaks to an explorer on the moon.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're awaiting messages to come from astronaut Frank Borman, who flew in space in Gemini 7 for 14 days, and from the Vice President of the United States, Mr. Hubert Humphrey. Frank Borman's message comes from Cape Kennedy, and the Vice President's from Washington.
Gutter voice testing, testing 1, 2, 3. Mr. Prime Minister, this is Frank Borman talking. I'm down here in Florida now at Cape Kennedy. I've been here for 2 months investigating the accident that we had on the Apollo 204. I can't help but remember that last year at this time, Wally Schirra and our wives and myself were in Australia. I'm sure that we've never adequately thanked you for your great personal hospitality and the wonderful friendliness of all the people in Australia. I'd like to take this occasion by very many wires and tape recorders and other electronic gear to again express my deep gratitude for the wonderful reception that we had in Australia. Susan and I look forward to seeing you again, and I hope that I will be able to talk to you through Honeysuckle Creek on the lunar mission. Goodbye and good luck. Mr. Prime Minister, I have with me today a very dear friend of yours and a very great American, our ambassador to Australia, your friend Ambassador Ed Clark. And we both want to extend to you our heartiest greetings of sincere and warm friendship. Now, it's a great pleasure for me to send you our best wishes on the occasion of the dedication of the Honeysuckle Creek Station. The establishment of this tracking station is another link in the long chain of cooperative efforts in space between the Commonwealth of Australia and the United States. In its support of the Apollo program, this new station will play a vital role in communications with our astronauts in preparation for their landing on the moon and return to Earth. Now, we are delighted that Dr. Robert Siemens, Deputy Administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and Mr. Edmund Buckley, who heads NASA's Tracking and Data Acquisition Program, are there with you today as our representatives. Their presence reaffirms our interest in continuing the close and friendly cooperation which has existed between our two great countries. Together, we are engaged in an exciting and challenging enterprise, the extension of man's scientific knowledge of his universe and the application of the benefits of space exploration to all mankind. My best wishes to you, Mr. Prime Minister, and to those fine and great people